You're listening to the Active Together podcast, brought to you by Get Out, Get Active, also known as GOGA.
Hi, welcome. It's the latest Active Together podcast with me, Sam Lloyd, and I'm really excited about this one because we're going to get moving, we're going to get disco dancing, and talk about some wonderful work that's going on in Amber Valley. So it's a very warm welcome to Andrea Thomas. Andrea, how are you doing? You okay?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, very good. Excellent. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm very excited to have a chat today. Let's set the scene, shall we? Tell me a little bit about you and your family.
My family, right. It's myself and my two boys. Eldest is 15, youngest is 14. And my youngest has low functioning autism and global developmental delay, and goes to Overton Park School. And yeah, that's our. Oh, we've got a dog as well.
Oh yeah, don't forget the dog.
Yeah, don't forget the dog. Very docile dog lying there now. But yes, yeah, that's our family.
And tell us a little bit about how SEN Disco came about, because that's obviously what we're talking about in particular today, and as an initial program within the area, because I know that you were incredibly out there positive thinking during COVID, because clearly there wasn't enough going on in the area. Is that right?
Exactly. When COVID hit, schools closed. My son goes to Overton Park School, special needs school, and like all the other parents there, we were struggling what to do during lockdown, so I started a lockdown WhatsApp group with the parents. So every day I set challenges for the kids to do things, did all that. Once lockdown finished, we carried on the group. It became a smaller number, but we decided there's nothing out there for our children that they could be included in. There's no discos they can go to that's just for them. There's no entertainment, really. So hence Send Disco was formed. We decided to do it ourselves. And four of us took it upon us to do it. And we've been going ever since.
Why in particular disco? I mean, it's a great way to stay active. It's fun. But why did you kind of hone in on disco in particular as an activity?
I think it was the one thing they didn't have. Everywhere else you went, they were putting the activities on for the kids. Like you can go to sensory sessions of soft play, things like that once a month. But there's nothing where it's an actual disco where they can let themselves go. So we thought, ideal, we'll do that. Easy to run, to be honest. The kids are having fun. We can have a dance at the same time. And that's how it started, really.
So during the COVID time when we were all kind of at home, was it an online kind of platform that you created in the first instance?
In the first instance, it was when lockdown finished that we actually started it, but during lockdown was when we planned everything and we're trying to get everything sorted for it, and trying to get the word out, finding venues that we could use, because obviously it has to be somewhere that's wheelchair friendly, not too many exits so children can't escape, because a lot of our children like to run off and do God knows what. You can never find them half the time. So it was a struggle to do that. And the main reason we did it in the beginning as well was Overton Park School. We're also trying to raise money for the Deer Shed Cafe that they're building. And that's going to be run by special needs post-14 adults to help them with work experience, things like that. So initially we were going to do it to raise money for them. So we were going to have it in the new Overton Park School. While that was being built, we found the Genesis Centre. We did it there. Once the school was built, because it's a brand new school now, we did do it there, but it didn't work out feasibility. It wasn't the right place. The kids associated it too much with school and not with disability. So and we found another venue after that. But the idea as well for our fund was to raise money for the Deer Shed as well. But since then, we've just ploughed it all. Because we can't do that now, we've just ploughed it all back into the disco and trying to do as many more activities as we can, such as the other things that we do now as well.
Well, we'll move on to that later.
Because
what are the sessions like? Because there's something very sensory and people could connect with music, can't they? Yeah. And it's a great way of of having fun, but for all these youngsters, staying active, right? I mean, were you surprised how quick it grew and the popularity? Because my dad was kind of spreading the word. You had your WhatsApp group, the core group, but then obviously, no doubt, other parents kind of bought into it, thinking, this is brilliant. This is on our doorstep.
Well, this is what happened in the beginning, because the first session we did was just one big session. So it's just all ages. And we weren't sure how it would go. And that was a bit manic, to be honest. That was a learning curve. because we do put like craft activities on and things for them to do, sensory things like sensory sand. There's jigsaws. There's a quiet area. We've had bubble machines. We've had snow machines. We try and do everything for them. But yes, it was a massive learning curve. But when you see them there dance, you'll get some, and they've got headphones on, listening to their own music, but they're still dancing around on the dance floor to our music. And how they do it, I don't know. But that's what they love doing, and they can't wait to come and do that. You get some that just sit there and look as though they're not enjoying it at all. And then you find out from their parents and carers that they had the best time ever. Mm. So it's hard to gauge the reactions of the kids when they're there, but when you find out afterwards how they've enjoyed it, it's a big buzz. It really helps. And we've had a lot of children that come with carers who don't talk much, they don't say a lot, and they'll just sit on the sidelines. But in the end, they're actually loving it and they're buzzing. And every time they come, we get more and more out of them and they're enjoying themselves more and more. But no, it is. It's great to see them enjoying it, definitely.
That must be, because these kind of things take so much work, and volunteers are, it's not said enough, is it? But the unsung heroes, but kind of begin to imagine the amount you put into this. But you must find it so rewarding, especially when you say seeing those youngsters on the sidelines who are observing, and each week there's a progression there, which is just fabulous.
It's brilliant to see, because when you see them and they don't talk, they're not saying anything, to they're giving you big hugs at the end of it, and it's a massive boost. And it takes a lot of work. It's the planning of it. It's once you get into it, the planning is not so much, but once you see how much enjoyment the kids are getting, that's when I get into other parts. I'm thinking, oh, I can do this as well. Then why don't I try that? Because they might enjoy that.
Yeah, so, I'm already getting the vibe that you don't sit still, and we will talk about those activities in a minute. But how did you first hear about GOGA, Get Out, Get Active, and how what kind of impact has GOGA had on what you're trying to do specifically in Amber Valley?
Well, to be honest, I'd never heard of them until they contacted me. And then once they did, things have just hit the ground running, really. GOGA has been a fantastic help to me. Funding-wise, getting the word out, I've just done recently done the walk, Derbyshire lead walk training. So now we're starting our first walking group on 16th of January. For parents of SEN children. So we got that going, thanks to GOGA. I've got the funding through to do the level two music to, not level, level two exercise to music, and level three exercise with disabilities qualifications to do the SEN aerobics for adults. So that's all been funded through GOGA. I don't think there's anything they haven't helped me with, really. If I've got a question, I just go to them, and they've always got an answer, or they'll say, I don't know, but I can put you in touch with someone that can. So they've been an amazing help. So if it wasn't for them, I don't think the word would have been spread as much as it has.
It's tremendous to have support like that. You know, when you have a vision, which you clearly have, and you can't sit still.
Well, yeah.
It's amazing to have that backup and support. To ask those questions, not just the funding, it's to ask those questions as well, you know.
Well, to be honest, I didn't realise I had half of those visions until they said, oh, why don't you do this? Oh, okay, that's a good idea, right. So they keep putting more ideas in my head.
And you run
all that. Oh, yeah, and I go with it. If I can do it, I'll do it. So, yeah.
So obviously the disco was the kind of the starting point, which stems and was born out of kind of COVID. But you've already mentioned there in our chat other different activities happening. So give us an overview, because it's not just children, as you mentioned. You're also creating classes and sessions for adults as well, aren't you?
We are, yeah. That's a very big learning curve at the moment, because doing the Sen Aerobics disco size for adults with special needs, which I love doing, but it's getting the word out about that as well, because a lot of the it's not so much that they don't want to do it, it's getting them there to do it.
Right.
So that's a struggle I'm having with the carers bringing them to the events. So, but I'll find a way. I will sort it out. But yes, so we're doing that. We also do craft clubs during the holiday times for the children. And I do say it's 4 to 19 years, but we've got a few adults that do come that they love doing it as well. So, you know, they're just so happy when they come. And also we do sensory swims when I can at the Elfton Park pool. And also Goga helped me sort it for the Ilkeston Leisure Centre in their sensory pool as well. I've got two sessions there. Thank you to them. And they're always booked up. Everything's booked up. Through the HAP funding, we've done the Green Activity Centre. We've had 4 full fun days there already through that. And that's like 48 children each time.
Wow.
We've got another one coming up on the 3rd of January at Lee Green as well. So Lee Green are amazing for us as well. If they've got something, they always ring me and say, Andrew, do you want this? I'm like, yes, give it me. So we have some really great days out. We have some great craft sessions and swims and, yeah, so we'll see what else we can do.
You mentioned there the holiday clubs. I mean, yeah. As a mum yourself, you know, for parents, you know, holidays are difficult, aren't they, to kind of, yeah. What should I say, provide activities for children. So you obviously saw there was a kind of a missing void there. And that's no doubt parents and the feedback, they must be incredibly grateful about what you're doing, you know, the biggest scale, especially holiday time, you know, filling the days.
Well, this is it. I mean, and with the holiday club, we do a couple of sessions each school holidays if we can. The kids that come, because normally they don't get included, like I say, they're not including normal holiday clubs that you go to, and they're the ones that people find difficult to cope with, things like that. They come to ours, they have a great time, the parents and carers sit there having drinks and coffee, knowing that they're not judged at all. Because the worst thing ever parents feel with SEN children is that they're judged by other mainstream kids' parents. And it sounds awful to say that, but that's half the battle. When you've got a special needs child, you feel as though the whole world's watching you sometimes on how that child's reacting. So the parents are finding it great because they can sit and relax and they know that everybody's in the same boat. If their child is having a hard time coping with things, it's the norm. We can all have a laugh and joke about it because we all go through it. And with the holiday clubs, it's great because they all know that. The kids can just enjoy themselves, do what they want. If they want to wreck something, it's fine. It's fine. I don't take anything valuable. So everything's good. And the parents know that and they can just chill out and relax. So, yes.
What's coming across to me already, Andrea, is the huge sense of community you're creating. I mean, it's just growing all the time.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully. It's like everything. It has its ups and downs. Sometimes you get lots of people. Other times you don't get so many. Sometimes you won't see someone for a couple of months, but then they always know they can come back.
Yes.
So it's always somewhere they can always dip into if they want to, if they feel that need to just take time out and, you know, that the kids, and they can talk to someone again, and then it's great for that as well. But some people, they're at every single activity we do because they find it's their thing and it's like they need it. It's like their oxygen.
And how much does your son enjoy the activities? Does he have a favourite?
No, he loves them. He I would say of his favourite, it would be Lee Green because he's very outdoors.
Right.
And the swimming. He's not so much a dancer. that is fun to watch him dance, actually. But the craft activity, he loves doing all that. But, yeah, I would say the swimming and Lee Green are his favourite, definitely.
Brilliant. What would you say so far is your biggest highlight through kind of the GOGA support? Do you have a highlight? Because it's been a heck of a busy couple of years for you since COVID. The planning process, you're not sitting on your laurels. You're creating so many different activities. You're clearly a very proactive, positive individual.
Thank you. I'd say the highlight of all of it, I would say, is being recognised that it's starting to achieve more than it started as a disco. And I think the highlight now is the fact that it's spreading and the word is spreading. So hopefully it will get not. We don't want to take over the world. So that would be amazing. But the it's getting out more. So it's more available to everybody in that sense. The more people know about us, the more people that can come to us, and the more people can feel happy about things, really. I'm a massive advocate for exercise. It's like we're walking, everything, exercise. If you don't exercise, then I can't live unless I exercise. So for me, whatever form it is, if you can give that to people and it makes them happy, then I'm all for it. So
yeah, I think you're making a really, really important point here. It's so important to be active, but it's so important to be active together. And you're kind of ticking both those boxes in the activities that you're creating. Because no doubt siblings probably come to these kind of activities, right? It's a real family thing. And you're supporting carers, guardians, parents as well.
But yeah, I mean, we always ask for advice on so many things. And I'm not the all-seeing oracle. I don't know every single thing. But together, there's always a parent that says, oh, I know how to do that, or I've been through that, I can help you with that. Everybody always knows something. So the fact that all the parents get together and they can compare notes and ask each other, it's a massive information hub, really. And it's like an informal information hub. If they want something, they can always ask. And I've gone, when we had an open day, I had a list of questions that I wrote down that people had asked me, where to get help, what to do. So I spent the next day trying to work out all the answers to that so I can bring them all back up and say, actually, I found out for you, this is this and this is that. So, but if they don't know and I don't know, there'll be somebody else that knows. And then once they know, and we all know, is you can pass everything on. Everything gets passed on to each other. So, it's great for that.
I mean, I'm already getting the vibe. I know you don't do it for the kind of accolade, the credit. You're very immersed, engaged, and incredibly passionate about what you do. But when you quietly reflect sometimes, watching maybe the children dancing in that SEN disco environment, or the crafts, or outdoors, it must give you a huge sense of pride.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you're making a difference in Amber Valley in your offering, in essence, you know?
It does. I don't think of it as a difference in Amber Valley. I just think of it a difference to that child, really. Yeah. Like I say, you see some kids, they'll go on the zip wire. They're scared to death of going on the zip wire. They go on it, you can't get it off them again. That's it. They're just on it. And it's lovely to see that you know, they've conquered fears, they things they don't normally do, wheelchair users that can't normally go round, they're in the buggies, they're on the zip wire, they're on everything. And they love it, absolutely love it. And I feel pride in knowing that I can deliver something to people that don't normally get to use it as much or get to use it at all. But I am proud in what we've done. It's just, there's so much more we can do, I think, so.
Well, talk about so much more. I mean, it started off with children or 4 to 19-year-olds. And you briefly mentioned, I just want a bit more information, that one of the new activities now is a walking group for adults. So obviously you felt that you want to expand the kind of age group, shall we say, in terms of the activities that are on offer. And that's a real sensory thing, isn't it? Being out in nature.
Well, this one is for the parents and the carers. Because to be honest, a lot of the, because the parents and carers, they're caring for their children, they don't get a lot of time to look after themselves. Mm. So you'll get a lot of special needs parents, and they're very inactive because they just don't care, not they don't care about themselves, they don't have time for themselves. they're the last thing on their minds. So the walking group is to try and get them to help them get out more, be a bit more active, that time to just clear the head and just relax. And again, time with other special needs parents. It's completely, it's that time where it's just for them with people that get it and people that understand them. But I have been asked by a lot of the parents and carers for a walking group for the special needs children and the families together.
Yes.
And that will be the next thing. I've just got to work out logistics of that one. I'm thinking, one step at a time. So, yeah. So there will be more where we do it as families walking groups. So
being together, yeah. Very inclusive then, isn't it? In terms
that will have to be.
Together.
I'm just trying to work out where the hell we can do that, where they can't run off and it's not too many things that distract them. Yeah, that'll be a fun one. Yeah, watch this space.
I get the impression with you that you've probably got a notebook somewhere where you're constantly jotting on ideas, activities.
I think I've gone through
four. You won't rest in laurels, will you?
Yeah, I've gone through my notebook so many times. I fill them up too quickly, and I'm on my fourth one.
I thought as much.
Yeah, I have to keep getting new ones. In fact, I've got a whole filing system to the side of me, and yeah, you don't want to see it. It's just I've given up. But yeah, I'm constantly thinking because the other parents that do the disco with me, I think they get a bit sick of me sometimes because I always come up with more things, and they're like, "Oh, for God's sake."
Have you got a great team around you though? Because it is all about the volunteers, isn't it?
Yeah. There's the four of us that started it. There's myself, Shell, Chrissy, and Tasha. And we've all got children at Alston Park School. And we've got two ladies that always come and help at the disco. One's one of the TAs at Alston Park School, Jane, and another girl who's she's only 16, 17. And she's absolutely amazing with special needs kids. Her mum's a PA for two twins with special needs. And she always comes every disco to help. They're absolutely fantastic. They're a great team. But like I say, every time I think of something new, I can, even if I'm just texting them, I can see them with their head in their hands thinking, here we go again. So, yeah.
Because it's been... it's kind of been a meteoric rise over the last couple of years of all your achievements, just, you know, not sitting still, creating more inclusive sessions, targeting different age groups, and a whole kind of family feel. But now you're on that kind of roller coaster, do you have a vision of like, you know, is there anything ultimately, I mean, as you said, you've got four notebooks full of ideas, but, you know, what's the kind of aim, just to keep on...
Yeah.
These brilliant, interactive, inclusive sessions?
I would say so, but I just want to make them not too big, but bigger. And it's just it is getting the word out more, because at the moment we're in a village hall at Blackwell. I'm trying to find a better venue, to be honest. It's more, it's more central to everyone, because I think we're just hidden away a bit. So I'm trying to find somewhere that ticks every single box. It's a bit more central to everyone, but that's the hard work. But yeah, I'd like to be bigger groups, bigger audience, especially with the Sen aerobics, because I know there's so many adults with special needs out there. Because one of the worries I have is my son's 14, he's growing up, he's going to be 18 soon, and I'm thinking, I want to know he's got great activities to go and do when he's older. I don't want him to be 18 and be sitting in a day centre all day and that's it, and that's all he does. So another reason I do all this is because I want a future for my son. I want him to be having enjoyment in life and have a fulfilling life and not just, you know, day-to-day things. So I especially want to get the special needs adults aerobics off the ground more, and I'd love that to go further. And I think that the main thing is just... The hard work now is the advertising. The hard work is the getting the word out. And I thought that'd be the easy bit. I thought once somebody knew, everyone would block. But it's not. That's the hardest part of all. So organising is easy. Hard part is getting the word out.
Yeah. Obviously, the name of this podcast is Active Together. So what is your personal interpretation of that, Andrew, would you say?
My as it says in a way, does what it says in the tin, be active together, hence the discos, a community. If we can all be active and do things we enjoy together, then that would be great, because it's not just a physical thing, it's a mental thing as well. It's being active to me not only helps your body, helps you feel good about yourself in your body, also it clears my head constantly. Because if I don't do my exercises, if I don't train all the time, then I'm just know-how. I need to clear my head, and that's my go-to thing. So, yeah, community-wise, it's if we can be acting together, it's more enjoyment and it's more the norm and it's more it's the fun part then. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Andrew, there's some very, very special people in the UK, but what you're doing in your area is simply phenomenal, like an unsung hero. And it's just been so lovely to have a chat today and get a huge insight into everything that you're doing. And I know you're not going to sit still, so I wish you all the best for the future. Keep on doing the wonderful work that you do in Amber Valley. And thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Active Together podcast, brought to you by Get Out, Get Active, also known as GOGA.
If this story has inspired you, remember, it's not about what you do or how much you do. It all counts to get out and get active. And if you're part of an organisation wondering what you can do to help others to get active, visit getoutgetactive.co.uk, where you'll find lots of information and resources to help get you started.